You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Heather is taking on a 25-kilometre ultra walk along the Jurassic Coast in aid of Southampton sites on May the 18th. She has both visual and hearing impairments and is neurodiverse and is here today to tell us about her life and why she's taking on this challenge for Southampton sites. Hi Heather, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us about your sight loss?
Yes, I have a condition called functional neurological disorder, which is just where the brain doesn't communicate properly with the rest of my body. So sometimes signals can either misfire or just get lost. And many, they get seizures or paralysis or both. And for me, it's affected my sight. So I've only got central vision now.
And when did you find out that you had the condition? Was it a long diagnosis process or have you known for quite a long time?
Formally diagnosed coming up 2 years now, but I think the symptoms were showing for a little while before that. But it wasn't until conveniently, like right at the start of the pandemic, that things were becoming more of a problem. And then as lockdown restrictions were slowly being lifted, I got all the appointments I needed and then was hearing things like, oh, your peripheral vision's quite poor. And if it wasn't for the pandemic, I would have been seen too earlier. Honestly, I thought I was just getting a bit clumsy and unfit because I kept tripping over ground level surfaces that were out of my area of residual vision. So things like sort of tree roots, uneven footpaths. And I used to go jogging quite a lot and it was quite challenging because I'd have to factor in like, okay, I'm probably going to trip over this kind of surface, which I know is on this route. I don't know if people really enjoy running or they just say they do. So it was kind of that as well.
And after you got the appointments that you needed and got the diagnosis, what kind of support or adjustments did you find most helpful?
Getting a long cane has helped the most because I thought, oh, okay, I just need to slow down the way I walk because I'm quite a fast walker and not go out when it's too dark, and then realise that was kind of stupid. So I talked to a friend who's blind and she said she thought I might benefit from getting cane training. So I chased up the right services to get that cane training process started. And then I remember the first time I walked home with my cane, like my shins felt like they were on fire afterwards because I hadn't realised how much I'd slowed down my walking pace.
Were you talking to your blind friend about your experience as you were losing your sight? Was that something that kind of helped make things a bit easier?
Yeah, I had this idea that like you only got a cane if you were completely blind and that sight loss was very black and white. And I think even in my own journey, there's still so much that I'm learning. But sight loss really is such a massive spectrum. But there are some people who only have light and colour perception. And then there's me who's got reasonably good central vision with no peripheral. And then there's people that might be blind in one eye and have limited vision in the other. It's just, even if it's the same condition, no two people are going to be exactly the same.
And when did you first get involved in Southampton sites? What kind of support have they offered you?
My blind friend that suggested I get cane training, she also, I think around about the same time, said, oh, I'm part of a group called Southampton Site. We meet every so often, just like coffee, dinner out, etc. Come along to the next meetup we've got, and it just sort of snowballed from there.
And why are you taking on kind of this big challenge to raise money for them?
It's the 125th anniversary of Southampton Site this year. So each year I've been doing a 25k walk for like a different charity each year. And I think last year I did it for Battersea Dogs Home. And then this year I thought, okay, I'll do it for Southampton Site because one of the other guys was saying who's got fundraising ideas, and it just sort of all tied in together quite nicely.
It sounds like you've done a lot of these walks. What tips do you have for other blind and partially sighted people that want to take on long distance walks like this?
Obviously, because everyone's sight loss level is different and their comfort level will be different. I think looking up the accessibility of each route is important. So the organisation that I do it through is Ultra Challenge or Action Challenge. And on each challenge page, they'll have a route map and you can look up street views of various places. And if it's all sort of like an uneven forest terrain, then it's probably not going to be as good as if you've got a more severe sight impairment, but honestly, I just kind of wing it really.
And if running was a bit difficult, has walking kind of been what you've turned to stay active?
Yeah, I thought where my residual vision can't keep up with running because it's like it's slower to react to everything else, so it can make me quite dizzy, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll just walk it then. And I remember around about the time the pandemic first all kicked off, I'd signed up to do the Southampton Marathon, and then when I realized running was a bit out of the question really, I cancelled that and looked up for a marathon that I could do walking, and then signed up to one around Brighton a few years back, and then thought, oh yeah, I can do this, and then got a stomach bug halfway through, and then sort of thought, you know, I can manage a half marathon equivalent walking, so I'll stick to that each year, and then if I feel like I can do a marathon walking or running after that, then just take it as it comes, I guess.
Brilliant. And how can people stay updated with the progress of your walk and donate to Southampton site?
I have a Just Giving page for my walk. The target is about 60-70% met. Every penny does help. It is justgiving.com/page/DrasticCoastUltraChallenge.
Well, thank you so much, Heather, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck for your ultra walk.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.